You know, we don't have Jethro trivia today.
Oh, then I'm going home.
Well, well, the thing is, it's stuff that we end up talking about already.
So, let me see if I can find a question somewhere.
I know a question you could ask in honor of Groucho Marx's birthday.
Well, I know, but it's not multiple choice, is it?
Yes, it is. Which of the Marx Brothers is Cat McMullen's favorite?
No.
A. Groucho, B. Chico,
oh, well.
C. Harpo, or D. Zeppo? Oh, I know the answer.
Yeah, I bet you do. Knowing you, I'd say Zeppo.
She's a Harpo girl.
Yeah.
Oh, how did you know, Kevin?
Yeah.
He is my favorite.
La Musica.
I do love Harpo. Well, at least it was a valiant effort, I think.
Letter to the editor this morning in the local paper. The new College Station Fire Department on University Drive looks like it was designed by a committee of freshman architectural students who only collaborated by text.
I laughed out loud when I read that.
If form follows function, one hopes that there are never any fires put out in the neighborhood. Dang. See how that works out. That is a tall fire station.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And it's got a fountain in front of it.
And two poles.
Yeah. Yeah, we've already decided. Go ahead. You can do it
can
the
I
first
do it?
Time, sure.
It's a bipolar.
That's right.
Oh, gosh.
It'll be a bipolar fire station. Yeah, okay. Well,
I was setting you up.
Yeah,
I was teeing it up for you.
That's okay. That's why I decided you could have it the first time. Well, it's not the last time you'll hear it.
No.
That's for sure. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Here's the thing, is they'll probably, well, I don't know. Well, I'm thinking we could have a chance to slide down the pole if you wanted to.
All right, I think I got a Jethro trivia here.
Oh,
if you want to do Jethro trivia.
I mean, but no, wait. Do you want to slide down the pole? Kat, do you want to do that?
Oh, I'd do it.
Okay.
Only if I can go wee.
Well, I think you probably can do that. Yeah. We'll have to get somebody out there to video it, and we'll put it on the website.
Oh,
that whole thing.
About that.
First, well, no, I'm sorry. If you do that, then you must. By the way, the Children's Museum of the Brazos Valley, they're having their Let's Have a Ball deal, which is coming up this Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be at the Ballroom, the Hilton. And we got a couple of passes here, as a matter of fact. So
like $100 worth of tickets?
Yeah, really, 695-1620, 695-1620. It's you and another person. There's food involved also, dinner. Yep, 695-1620. It's this Thursday starting at 6 o'clock, so if you'd like to go, next two people to call up. There'll be a live auction and all that, and it benefits the folks at the Children's Museum.
Can I do Jethro trivia or not?
Well, yeah, but I got to...
Oh, you got to do the phones first.
Take the phone calls, and we'll see how that
works. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
I'm excited about Jethro trivia. Though.
Who's this?
I want to play Jethro trivia, please.
Oh, do you? Okay, well, hang on. All right. Oh, dang. I think I... No, there you go. Hang on. Oh, I may have hung up on her. I hope
you
not.
Hung up on me?
Hang on. Oh, okay. Wow. Well, now I've got a problem with it. I'm going to try to talk. Hello?
Hello?
What's up?
Hi, I was one ticket.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, hang on just a second. All right. You hang on just a minute. All right, who's this? Hello? Who's this? Hello? See, I'm not smart enough to do this.
Something
maybe both of you
are
right there.
Today.
Okay, you who wants tickets? What's your name?
Yes, sir. I'm Diane.
Okay, Diane what?
Acree. Acree. A-C-R-E-E.
All right, come by here at Crystal Park Plaza, and we've got them for you, okay?
Okay. What Thanks. Time is
answering? Now.
Now?
Well, you don't have to be there right now, but I mean, yeah, we've got the tickets here and the office is open. So
as quick as I can travel.
There you go.
Within the speed limit. Okay.
There we go. Yeah, within the speed limit. All right, now hang on. See, okay.
This is highfalutin radio right
here. I know
here.
It really is. There. Okay, now, okay. Do you want to play Jethro Trivia with us?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Do we have any prizes?
Would you give her the tickets?
Just gave them away.
Oh, I could do that. But...
Give her the tickets.
You need coffee. I don't think you can wait.
Actually, I was just giving the tickets away. You didn't have to play Jethro Trivia for them. But I mean, if you want to play Jethro Trivia, that's fine, too.
I'd love to.
Okay, all right. Who's this?
Diane.
Acree.
I just gave those tickets to you.
Right?
Hang on.
Well, why don't you hang up?
It's all right. I'm sorry.
What I did is I pushed the wrong button.
Attaboy.
And now I'm just, who's this?
Diane.
No, Diane, you wait.
This is in honor of the Marx Brothers.
It sounds like who's on first.
I don't know.
I was on third, not first.
Okay, Diane, wait. Okay, who's this?
Diane.
It's who?
Diane Acree.
Yeah, no, Diane, you... All right. Hang on.
Where's the other poor person
How many people do we have here?
Just me.
Just you. Okay, there's not anybody else.
There was someone else, was but someone else. Perhaps that's they were saying. Hung up on by mistake.
I'm going insane here.
Scott, can I make you a cup of tea?
I think you were there a long time
Thank
ago.
Thank you. You're probably right. All right, Diane, we're going to let you... You want to play Jethro Trivia?
Sure.
Love to get the
I don't think I'm
Since you
be...
can't hang up on her anyway, she might as well play.
It's the perpetual phone call. It'll never go away.
The bar is really low for this Jethro Trivia
well,
now.
And once again, there's another phone ringing, but I'll be damned if I'm going to pick it up because I don't know where it would go. We'll try that one in a minute. Okay, so Diane and everybody else gets to play Jethro Trivia. All right, Kevin, you're on.
All right, I don't care who answers first, so we're just going to go.
Sure.
Last Thursday, 70-year-old farmer in Oregon went outside to do farm work. And was unfortunately eaten.
What?
By his farm work.
Oh, by his, really? Okay.
Was he killed by the dogs?
Okay.
The hogs, the frogs, or the logs?
Oh, okay, Kat, you can be first.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to go with hogs.
Okay, Kat, hogs. Wow.
I'm going to agree with Kat. I'm going with hogs.
Going hogs, all
That's
right.
That's scary. Okay, all right, Julie from the chamber.
You know, hogs are gross and mean, so yeah, I got to go with the hogs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Leah, will you be unanimous, or are you going to be a champion for another animal?
He said eaten, and hogs don't eat things, but logging would make sense, but I'm going to stick with hogs as well.
Wow. It's unanimous for hogs.
The only thing, logs don't have mouths.
That's true.
Well, exactly.
That's a good point. He was just doing it for, I think, that was the cast-out answer.
Yes, that was a cast-out answer.
So that everything could rhyme. What's the answer?
The answer was the hog.
Yay!
Oh,
700-pound hog.
Oh, all right, wow. Diane, come by and you can get the tickets, okay? Thanks
all right,
a lot.
Thanks.
Yeah, you won them anyway.
End her suffering.
So, Scott, tell her what she's won.
You know, I'm going to have to unplug this.
That was a way to pull out a Jethro Trivia from the hat, Kevin.
There we go. All right, if anybody else wants tickets, all
maybe,
you have to do is
maybe.
Call. Yeah, all you have to do is call.
Probably
Scott
be
might
better.
Pick up.
I was going to say, probably be better if you just show up.
Yeah, give it a shot and see what happens. Wow, that was so strange. And I can't even tell you why that happened.
It's because it's because the antenna's not working.
Is that it?
That's why it affects everything.
That's it. All right. It's 8:18, and Leah's here this morning from the Humane Society. How are you today?
I'm well.
Wonderful. What's going on in y'all's world?
We don't have any hogs. We have a pygmy goat.
Oh. You've had, like,
we've had hogs
porcine
before.
Or something
we've had,
before. Yeah,
we had a pot-bellied pig about a little later than this time last year.
Yeah, okay.
So, right. Anyhow, the goat will be available for adoption after he gets castrated tomorrow.
Okay. Oh, okay. He'll get fixed.
Yep.
Okay, all right. How old is he?
It's an adult.
Okay.
He's
How big
goat,
is pygmy?
Pygmy, 40 pounds maybe.
Oh.
Not, okay. I mean, like little taller than a Cocker Spaniel.
I got you. They like to stand on things, right?
They do. They do. The problem with male goats is they stink so horribly.
Okay. So not what you'd call an inside pet.
No.
No, probably not.
No,
not
at all.
Not a lap goat, right?
No.
Okay.
We've had some in the past that would have worked, but not this particular one. We have dogs and cats as usual. We don't have any young puppies. I'm saying like 8-9 weeks. We have some more in the 12-week department. So if you're looking for something of that age, along with a good selection of large to small, medium-ish dogs. We do have some younger kittens, though, actually still coming in here and there. We're still putting some out in foster care as well because they're not quite old enough. So you never know when we'll have kittens, and people call a lot of times and say, well, do you have any right now? Your best just to come in and look. We have them continually coming in and so forth. So come on in and check us check out all the animals at 5359 Leonard Road. You'll see a wonderful sign that says Aggieland Humane Society above the gate entryway. And then we have a bunch of events coming up. We have this weekend, we have St. Francis Fest out at St. Francis Church on Rock Prairie. It's the blessing of the pets. There will also be a microchipping county tag rabies vaccination clinic out there as well.
All right.
Along with the mobile adoptions. And then they have a lot of family fun activities out there as well. And that is this Saturday from 10 to 2, again at St. Francis Church on Rock Prairie. Then we will be out at Texas Reds for the Bark and Build portion of the event, which is put on by our local Architectural Society Association. Mm-hmm. They're going to be upset.
Group,
I don't remember the exact name. And it's a fundraiser for Aggieland Humane. There are 11 dog houses being built this year. They will be judged Friday night. out there in front of their office. Ooh. What is the, I forget the road exactly.
Okay.
I'll tell you is next week. Okay. The specific road that's on, and they set them up. They were amazing dog houses last year, and that was the first year. So I anticipate this year to be actually absolutely amazing.
Yeah,
so,
that'll be fun.
They'll be auctioned off in a silent auction on Saturday. And anytime you can come by, you can look at them and put down your bid. And again, all the proceeds go back to the shelter. And then we will be at Wienerfest, of course, on October 27th. And if you haven't been to Wienerfest before, you've missed out. It's a whole lot of fun. It's very entertaining to watch the dachshunds run. So come on out to that. And if you have a dachshund and it wants to run, fabulous. If you have a non-dachshund and they can run in the Wannabe a Wiener race as well. And that's going to be at Wolfpen Creek again on October 27th. We're still looking for vendors and sponsors. We're still taking them. So if you're interested, you can find more information on our website, Aggieland Humane. The Wienerfest also has its own Facebook page. And you can also email wienerfest2012@gmail.com for more information as well.
Plenty. All right.
Plenty.
Lots of ways
October's
to get there.
Crazy busy.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks a bunch. We visit with folks from the Aggieland Humane Society on Tuesdays. Also, Julie's here this morning from the Chamber. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Great. What do you have for us today?
Well, first of all, our next Business After Hours is Thursday, October 25th, as always, from 5:30 to 7 p.m., and our sponsor for this one is Chrome, a salon experience. But quick note about this one, this Business After Hours will be held at their Tower Point location. So do not show up at their University Drive location.
Where they've had them in the past, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so
yeah.
Not there.
So, and that's at 943 William D. Fitch Parkway, number 501. And again, as always, these are free. So come join us and network. All right, we have a candidate forum on Monday, October 15th at 6 p.m. in the Hilton Oakwood Ballroom. And the candidates for state representatives for districts 12 and 14 will be there. So if you'd like to come and get more information, ask questions, all of that, please join us. It's free. The second candidate forum will be held on Monday, October 22nd, also at 6 p.m. But this one will be at Briarcrest Country Club, so two different locations, so take note of that. And this one will be candidates for Bryan ISD Place 4 and 7 and Bryan City Council number, let's see.
Well, it'll be at large is
yes,
one of them.
Yes, at large. Right. I'm sorry, okay. I can't read my
That's
own
okay.
handwriting. Let's see. Chamber Week Proclamation Breakfast mm-hmm. is Tuesday, October 16th. This is free as well. It's from 8 to 9:30 a.m. at the Brazos Valley Council of Governments. And if you know where the chamber office is located, then the easiest way to tell you how to get to the Council of Governments is they are located right next to us. So 3991 East 29th Street in Bryan. And again, that's free as well. All right, our Youth 2 Career Fair is Wednesday, October 24th, and it is that goes pretty much all day. It's out at the Expo Complex, and our main sponsor for that is Sylvan Learning Center. It's free to for kids to attend, and this is for eighth graders. I actually remember going to this when I was in school at Bryan ISD, so it's a great opportunity for kids to walk through the booths and talk to people who from all different careers and, you know, everything from car dealerships to teachers to, you know, everything in between.
Sure.
So if they want to get more information about different careers and, you know, start thinking about what they want to do when they grow up, then they can do that. Again, that's at the Brazos County Expo Complex, and it is free. Sponsorships and exhibitor booths are still available, and you can contact Priscilla at the Chamber for more information. We have a few ribbon cuttings coming up as well. Leading Women's Express Network. Their ribbon cutting is actually going to be held at Miramont Country Club today, October 2nd, from 4:30 to 5:30. And Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers. If you haven't gone there to get some ice cream yet, you're missing out. 9:30 East Roll Rudder Freeway on Wednesday, October 3rd at 11 a.m. And then Friday, this Friday, October 5th, Standards Home Health, 3800 South Highway 6 in College Station, and that ribbon cutting is at 11:30. And our Platinum Member Spotlight for this week is HEB. So thank you for being awesome Chamber members.
All right, very good. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Yep, visit the folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays as well. News Talk 1620 WTAW.